It really only gets better. Hello everyone, and welcome back to the On Air with Ola podcast. It has been a minute, even I know that, and honestly speaking, I don't even have any excuses. So I'm going to skip the part where I try to explain why I've been off this space and just apologize profusely and hope that you all accept my apology. Just in case my voice is just in case my voice sounds off, very sorry. I'm not even sorry, because you are the one that is supposed to be telling me sorry, because I'm in pain. I have sore throat, catarrh, and now this morning cough has been added to the list, and I refuse to take any drugs because I wanted to go the route of, oh, let my immune system fight this. Every time you're always taking drug, the drugs are not even working. Let your immune system fight this. I was eating apple, and nice, I was apple. Feeling the vitamins, you know, helping me. The vitamins, I was feeling it, and I got better. And then I don't even know what happened. I'm spiraling, and at this point, I might just take the antibiotics. But I want to see how long I can last. But that's the backstory. So, in case my voice sounds crusty, manage it. And in case you people don't already know, there's somebody else that is going to be on this episode with me. The person was not supposed to talk, but the person just talked so much that they could not help themselves. They could not wait to be introduced before butting into the... You were supposed to wait.
Oh, I didn't know you. You didn't say anything.
So, everybody, can you see? This is our runaway podcast host, our co-host. You should know better. You've been in this industry. You've been in this industry in the past. You want to tell me that?
Exactly. Am I here as a guest?
It's been so long that you've... Okay, so now you're coming back as the co-host.
I don't know.
You ditched us.
You didn't invite me here as a guest.
Okay,
You didn't invite me here as a guest.
So in what capacity
I needed to wait for an intro.
Mm-hmm. So in what capacity do you think you are here?
I don't know.
You are just here. So what of the people that just joined the On Air with Ola community and they don't know you? They don't know you because you abandoned us before. You just started.
I didn't abandon you.
I think we still have some unresolved, you know, some things to resolve. Let's not argue. Let me introduce you first. For the OGs don't need any introductions. This is our runaway co-host, Okwe. Yeah, she's here. Remember when I thought we needed a co-host to sustain the content of this podcast? For those that have never heard of... that I've never heard your voice before. Mm-hmm. Well, even the people that were here barely heard your voice.
Yeah, that's true.
You guys growth. If you've been with this podcast from, you know how this girl basically did not talk in the podcast. I'll be begging her to speak.
I remember one particular one that we recorded. So it was in the night. And then as we recorded it, I remember I fell asleep. I don't know if we ever posted that one or if you had to do it again alone. But I know I
that was usually my story. I would be recording and she'd just be looking at me. And then I would pause it. I would not say, okay, now talk. She said, what do you want me to say? You're already talking. And then if you listen to the podcast, then we used to have a lot of pause. So whenever I'm doing, that's me, I ain't at that talk now. Then I would be like, as I was saying. But if you're a new listener and you don't know Okwe, then you should probably go back and listen to the old episodes. I think that's what I would say. Go back and listen to the old episodes. And the funny thing is that since my voice is is going back now. It's going back. Hey, it's really cracking. But since we've not had Okwe in the past, we've actually recorded other episodes that never got to see the light of day. I think this is my third time recording something with her.
There we've been dimples.
And every time we record
this, the last one we didn't finish.
Chef. Yeah, we didn't finish. It's always something different that we are talking about, but it never sees the light of day. So I really hope it does. And if it does, I'm happy about that. So in this episode does not really have any clear, you know, topic in mind. It's just that sometimes when it comes to podcasting or just creating content in general, when you overthink it a lot, think about it so much, you're like, there's nothing to talk about, there's nothing to so much, you might not end up restricting yourself and not even posting anything at all, not even doing anything. So this is me here trying to break the box and, you know, just less overthinking. And I'll say maybe it's even so much overthinking and coupled with a lot of other things that have not allowed me to be active on this space as I should. And I spoke to somebody yesterday and I was like, you know what, I'm doing this. And the person even said, what of Okpena, you can record with Okpena. So they even remember you. What's your business? Maybe you should have not ditched us in the first place.
I didn't ditch you. I mean, I guess because I was not talking that much, you stopped like asking me to go, let's record.
Yes.
And I mean, I also knew I wasn't saying anything, so I didn't even like bother.
You were not even interested, that's the thing. If you were interested, there would have been an effort.
I would say I wasn't interested. I don't know.
Maybe if I go back to listen to the other episode, which I honestly cannot because I cringe. We were, man, there's actually,
and like I don't think I like my voice, like hearing my voice. You know how you sound different when your voice is recorded.
Me, I can't relate because I go back to listen to myself.
I don't like the sound of my voice being recorded.
But nobody is asking you to listen to it. I just said, come and record this.
No, I'm just imagining how people listening to it will like hear it. Because I usually ask myself, is it only me hearing it like this?
So because of that, because you are wondering how this thing will sound to them.
No. Not because of that. Like, I'm just saying it now that I don't even like.
Okay, you are just saying it for saying sake. So just the people now, your fans, what's been going on since you've not been here?
Nothing much. When did I, like, how long ago?
It has been so long.
What class are you?
I think, see, COVID, it was during COVID. So let's say it's give and take more than 3 years, sha?
Yes.
3.5 years, basically.
Yeah.
I don't want to say 4 years, bam. But basically, let's say over three years, yes. You know, that you've not been here. And
no, that have not been here.
Yes, now.
We started COVID. Basically. And then, like, we recorded how many
episodes together?
Like, maybe let's just say 5.
Exactly. I'm still right. It might even be exactly 4 years.
No, let's say 2 years.
3 years, my guy. So it has been 3 years. And in 3 years, a lot of growth has happened. Where I was 3 years ago is definitely not where I am today. Like, I can't even listen to the first episode because even my voice sounds different than it does now. Yeah. The growth that has happened over the years is very crazy. Well, I don't want to say crazy, but it's very nice to see. And I'm actually proud of myself. And proud of how far I have come. So, and I think to an extent, I've been keeping the listeners updated on where I've been, but nobody knows. What's up now? Kilo Shelley.
You've been keeping them updated.
Yes, because am I supposed to keep them updated on the person that ditched us?
You ditched No. You said you've been keeping them updated
on my own end.
Okay. I mean, I don't know what exactly, like, who.
The only thing going on, basically, is school.
Yes, exactly. And, like, I don't think anyone is interested in hearing, like, school. And it's not even, like, higher education, like secondary.
I remember when that was my problem.
I can't wait to finish.
I never thought the day would come when I would be like, okay, who am I like? So I knew the day would come. I wish the day would come. But it's so very, I don't know if it's surreal to use the words mm-hmm. used that I'm in.
I mean, has it really been that long since you left?
Yes, guy. It's it's like 2 years.
Yeah, but then, I mean, 2 years is long, but...
See, you where are you, Konde? It's not that long. Where are you now?
I'm still there, so I can't really say anything. But you've left, but it hasn't been that long.
So why are you hating? I'm not the one with jam-packed questions on my bed. I'm not the one. They even I saw one news when I was scrolling through Google, and they said they've released I think the process on how you print your jam slip.
Yes,
I saw it and I laughed. No, be me. They read that one. So why are you hating?
It hasn't been that long, like 2 years.
Who is saying it is long?
You wanted like when I said
no. We are not going to turn this into an episode of arguing. I just said that I never thought I would be in the position where I would say, I remember when I used to do 4-in-1. You know?
Yeah.
Very soon, that will be your story.
I can't wait.
Wait for you. Do you know, I remember when answering the 4-in-1 was my biggest problem in life. I'll wake answering the questions and I'll just start busting into tears.
Yeah.
I used to cry. But wow. You people used to be asleep now.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I used to wake up to see you like reading, but then I go back to sleep.
I'll wake up, I'll do the 4-in-1, then I'll mark it, and then I'll see my score.
You know, the annoying part of the 4-in-1 is that most of the things are incorrect.
Answers.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, so which one am I doing? Because I will check online, see a different answer, check the back of the series, see a different answer, and then ask somebody and then get a different answer. So it's like, okay, so at the end of the day, what am I supposed to choose if this question comes out in my actual jam?
That was my story then, because I used to use one app.
Yeah.
Or it was not even an app, it was a site where they had like practice questions. Yeah. So at the end of it all, they will show you the corrections and things like that. Also, after what I used to do from that site, I'll write the questions down. Yeah. I'll write the answers. Everything. I'll write the question, I'll write the answers. If it's like questions that I would not commonly see.
Yeah.
Then sometimes when I'm not answering my 4-in-1, I'll see those same questions. Yes, I'll answer the answer I saw it on the site though.
Yes.
Oh yeah, nah, as we are checking marking the back to mark.
Is it different? Yeah, that's the part that pisses me off.
Then you ask your teacher will mention
say something else.
It's like, okay.
And then I'm like, okay, so when I don't see it, what
am I going to pick?
God.
And then after all the stress, I remember the day I wrote jump. I sat down, I finished. I was like, wait, that's the jump.
I'm not even ready for it. Like, I don't know.
Let me give you an advice.
You wrote jam mock.
I didn't write jam mock. The mock that the school provided or organized. Sorry. But I never wrote the
jam mock.
The official jam mock. But okay, let me give you advice coming from a place of wisdom and someone that has been through this.
Mm-hmm.
It only gets better. Okay?
I mean, if I don't pass the jam, how will it get better? Because I'll never have to write it again.
Then, go for me, but you know, that's the better part. If you rewrite it, God forbid, God forbid, you'll be better.
I mean,
so it only gets better.
I guess, but then 1 year will have just gone.
But that's the thing. I see, there's one thing I know about Tinko. Then I legit dreamt of failing it.
Like,
then failing the WAEC.
But
every night.
That WAEC concept. No, that's not even.
Every night I used to dream of failing.
Wow.
That was it. I was actually so apprehensive. But see, this is the thing. Maybe let me give you a not so comforting advice, but let me say, whatever problem you think you have now, don't worry, a worse one will come.
Yeah, I know.
So see, it's not comforting, but I don't know,
it's comforting in a way. Actually,
I think I was washing plates the other day, and that's when this thought came to my head. That's when it came. I was like, you know what, that is oddly in a way like take heart, because you think this jump is the biggest problem. Don't worry, my dear, the day you write jam like this and wash your hand and say, I finished jam, you are waiting for the results. Then you come back home, you think you rest, so you open WAEC and start reading. WAEC is the next worst thing. But after I finished writing WAEC, NECO was not the next worst, because I did.
Yeah, I mean, if you have your results in WAEC, then good for you. then
but that's the thing, you are never sure if they will not withhold your results. So you still have to put effort in the NECO. But I didn't, to this day, I don't even know what I got in NECO. I'm not even interested. Because by the time I finished WAEC, I had mentally resigned. In my head, I was like, it is done. I'm done. So I was basically sleeping. Mm-hmm. You people don't try it though. Because I've heard so many stories of people that their WAEC result came out and they withhold just one paper that it was crucial to them. Imagine someone was telling me in our school, somebody that wanted to study accounting in the university, they withheld economics. So if you slept when you were supposed to be writing NECO, what will happen? So I think just don't repeat.
I mean, know what you're, I don't know.
Just know what you're doing. But whatever problem you think is the biggest now, then should be not for that math. Now, for that matter, they carry for my head like this. When I ended up dropping it, it was another thing. But then I saw one meme. The person was saying, they quoted, when you finish your WAEC, you can play all you want. Mr. Sally is a liar. I don't play. Really?
Actually.
Since I finished the WAEC that they said, after you finish, you can play all you want. You want to play. I have not played.
I guess they meant like, if you don't get admission quick. I mean, obviously, people pray for like quick admission.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, some people still have this space, like maybe 3 weeks before they now finally enter into their uni. So during that 3 weeks, you can be playing.
Why do you take their words so literally?
I know.
That's not what they mean.
Well, not playing, but like, at least you can
They just
like,
say it reading. As a means of, it's supposed to comfort you that you should study now and
study. And then if you're lucky, you can actually now play or rest.
If you're fortunate.
Yeah, because I've seen people that immediately they finish, they go straight and I'm like, God forbid. Like, I want to get going to school. Like, okay, I don't want to wait.
Okay, so I think now I'm understanding what you're saying. So you're saying that for some people, I know some people that they had even already entered school before the graduation. So some did not end up coming for the graduation. Some made it, some came. So you're saying that the one that you just finish, you finish writing paper like this before you know, sharp, you don't enter school.
Yeah, I don't want that. No,
you don't want that.
I'm not interested. No,
so you want like how long?
I want like 3 weeks at least. If I can see 1 month,
1 month.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not bad, but
like, I don't want to go in like.
Really
jump immediately. I understand. Somewhere I don't even know.
I actually understand because for me now, after the
you didn't go immediately.
Yeah, it was not immediately. So this is thing. My school resumes later than other schools.
Yes.
So even now that I'm like I'm currently on a break.
Oh, that's true. I remember.
As I'm currently on break, other schools they are on session. So then once let's say people. My other mates went to school October. My school was resuming the month after
they've come back.
Like the next month.
Okay.
So I already have that space to prepare and all of that, and then I go to school. And then when they are on holiday, they'll be home. Me, I'll still be in school. Then I'll come back later. Then they'll go back. So that was basically my saving grace. And I was honestly very happy. Because I don't think... I know what in my eyes see that time, that WAEC period. So after I finish all that suffering, going through that mental stress, I want to enter.
I mean, yeah, you won't start classes immediately and all of that, but still, I'm not interested.
I feel like that was such a painful period.
Yeah,
and now that I'm thinking about it, I was like, you know, it's not even that serious. Let me see, all those listening to this episode, that like, you've been through this phase of life, I'm sure you can agree with most of the things that I'm saying, and I'll drop a Q&A so you can drop some encouraging messages for our sister over here. This episode is basically
I don't think there's anything anybody can tell me at this point. Till I actually finish writing it.
I mean, because
I've seen people, my classmates now, that like they actually are not scared of WAEC. Like that one is the least of their. I'm like, are you hearing yourself?
Yes, now
like it's the least. They will not say, They don't, but it doesn't make sense.
How is it scratching you that the thing that is affecting is not affecting another person?
How is it the least? Like, they will tell you, oh my god, I'm so scared. I'm like, I'm not saying you should not be scared of jam, but they're like, oh my god, I'm so scared of jam, but why? I don't care. And I'm like,
it is shut up. Priorities. I don't know why you're honestly pain, because
like,
this is
work is like hard.
That is to you. To them, they have it all figured out. So why are you pained?
Like, good for them.
But for me, I think the thing that scared me the most was the period between the jam and the work. I was like,
yes, it's so short. Like,
I was so confused. As to
I think our own is just a week. Like, we finished jam, a week later we start work.
For me, it was crazy because I was confused as to how I was to divide my time reading WAEC
and jam, yes.
And then it is different curriculum, syllabus, Abi.
Yeah.
What's the lingo for you people skinny? I've forgotten.
It's different.
Even you wait, you know, no.
No. You know, some of the things that you need to read are the same, but like there are some things that jam
is quite, it's quite different.
Yes.
The syllabus is different.
And this one is different because jam is like multi, what's the word? Multi,
yeah.
This English, this word now.
I don't know.
Is multi choice question, like A, B, C, blah, blah, blah. But WAEC is not, there's the OBJ show, but like theory, trying chemistry, where you sit down, all these calculation subjects, you sit down, you calculate. It's like, nah, that's the worst. That's my problem. I'm not really like WAEC, I don't care about the OBJ. Or the practical part.
Mm-hmm.
It's the theory part that I am. Nah. Especially in chemistry. Like, I feel like in work, the only thing I'm scared of is chemistry, math, and physics. Then the rest can, like, I'm good. Yeah.
I feel like the only subject that I was actually apprehensive of in work was economics.
CRS.
Maths.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because you see all the teachers, if you like pass chemistry, you would fail English. You're not going anywhere. And like, it's true, but then again, like, I'm not really worried about English, like, let's be honest. Mm-mm. Like, and I know if I don't pass it, I won't go anywhere. But like, is
I feel like the list of my problems. I had like a list of topics, subjects that I was not really scared of.
Not bothered, yeah, no.
Of course, you want to pass, but you are not as worried about it.
Yes.
You know that, okay, I'll be able to cover this. True. I'll be able to do it, but some particular topics. Mm-hmm. And the teachers weren't the best in encouraging us. They
no,
were always
at all.
Putting fear. Any small thing. If you laugh like this, you are laughing. You are laughing. Where is the WAEC timetable? You go bring them out. Like,
yeah.
Mesh, what's the day? You said, by the time you feel bad for laughing. I remember then, I was always crying. I told you that there was a day that I was just walking and then somebody asked me, how are you? I said, how are you? I just started crying.
And he said, I feel like I've not reached there yet. Like, I
was holding jump 4-in-1 when they asked me that question.
Okay.
Say, how are you? And I was outside though, like people were passing.
Walking by,
I just started crying. I said, I'm not sleeping well at night. I don't sleep, and then I come to school, and I'm asking past questions,
exactly.
And I am tired.
And then we still have classes.
Yes.
It's like, why are we having classes? And then
mid class, I'll be wiping tears from my eye.
Facts. I feel like during this period, I used to hold back tears sometimes, and then people like, oh, what happened? You look so dull. I'm like,
why would I be dull?
Yeah.
When they would basically tell you, if you don't pass this exam, nothing for
exactly.
You.
Exactly. Like, God.
They will be giving you examples of people that failed.
Like, and then they'll be like, Shebu, we are telling you now, when it happens, I'm like, when it happens,
it will not happen. That was my most, you know. I think sometimes I'm actually too dramatic. I used to imagine myself then like I'm in a movie, and that face is the part of the movie where the character's life is so problematic. I would let it go and stand at one place. I would just be looking over. I remember I was standing one place sometime, and I was looking at the grass, the water. I just stood, and I was in my mind, I was mentally playing music in my mind. I was looking, I was like, God. This face. And then somebody was passing, my friend, and she was like, are you fine? I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, it felt like I was living in a movie.
Movie, yeah.
But if I could go back and, like, say anything to myself, I would probably tell myself, if you save that tears, my dear, because the one way you go cry, yeah, never reach.
I mean, I can't relate yet.
You can't relate yet. I hope you don't relate.
Yeah, no.
But I in mean, a I good like, way.
Mm,
but the tears is inevitable.
Yeah.
I'm trying so hard to be, like, very realistic. Because I can be like, oh, it's roses and short. Definitely, it gets better.
Mm.
Let me be very honest. It gets better.
I don't
better.
Think so.
It gets better. And I think, even me, as I'm saying that the one that you cry for, you've mm-hmm. not reached. Even at this point that I'm saying it, I know that the one that I will cry for, I've mm-hmm. not reached.
Yeah.
Even as I've entered school now, I've had my cry moments.
Mm-hmm.
Like mommy is tired of me at this point, because there are sometimes, especially like maybe test periods and everything, or I mm-hmm. see that I'm not reading as much as I should, man, and then trying to catch up, and then sometimes mm-hmm. you don't just understand something
yeah.
at that point when your head is foggy and you can't
yeah.
see things. Things are just very foggy.
Mm-hmm.
You need somebody to basically clear it for mm-hmm. you and let you see that it's not as bad as it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Just calm down, breathe,
mm-hmm.
and you know. So, a lot of times I will text her. I'll call her. I'll be like, hey, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm so confused. I don't even understand the two past topics
yeah.
they've been teaching us. And it's so wide and it's so this
yeah,
and so that. Now that I've gotten past that, and it has not even been like, let's say 3 weeks ago, that was me 3 weeks ago. Now that I am at this point that I am, I'm like, you know, it wasn't even that bad.
Mm.
And I'm like, the one that will cry for, I know yeah. that it is coming. Because the people that are crying now, that they are the people that are at that stage where
yeah.
I am going to, I am seeing them crying. I'm like, you are crying for this one. Look at
yeah.
what. But with that being said, please still cry.
I mean, I feel like before, like maybe during exam and or test week, that I haven't, like, I know that there are some things I have not covered and I cannot cover it in night before
mm-hmm.
the exam or the test.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually during this period that I used to cry. But now, like, the last one, I'm like, it's bad. Because when I'm like recently now,
mm-hmm.
like, I know that I have not covered enough to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot cover it this night within, like, 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
What I do, or what I did, I just closed the book and I went back to sleep. Like, because I was like, what's the point? I'll read and then the part I will get to will not come out. It's like, why would I not still do it? So I just closed the book and I went to sleep. And this was actually not that bad. Like, and I was like, so this was what I would have killed myself over. Nah.
That's what I say. Sometimes when you are in that position, you really can't see clearly.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like when there's a fog and
yeah.
everywhere is, you really can't see clearly until somebody that is not in that situation that you are in comes to, like, talk to you. And
yeah.
it's like, it's not as bad as it seems. So, and sometimes when you now move past that situation,
you're like,
I'm looking at it.
Yeah,
was,
actually.
It was never that deep.
But it always seems so bad.
It's like, always, that's the thing. So I feel like, in as much as I'm saying, being very cruel, if that's the word, saying that the one you will cry for
is
still
yeah.
waiting. I mean, there's that, but it's also, there's also the positive side that, see, whatever you are presently, and I'm talking to you,
mm-hmm.
whatever you are presently,
let's
you know,
for you. Like,
no, not, that's not what I want.
Okay.
Whatever you are presently going through now,
mm-hmm.
it only gets better. It seems like,
yeah, I guess,
it seems like, it seems like mm-hmm. it is the worst thing that can ever happen. But it is not. It's just because that is all. You are only seeing your problem.
Mm-hmm.
You fail to just take a step back.
But how
and
does
just,
it get better if like, it gets progressively worse?
So this is the thing. You are the one that thinks it gets progressively worse.
No, because it does.
The thing is that... Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
It does, but then you come
no.
out of it and you're like,
"Will you let?
Wait,
will you let
wait,
me talk?
Wait, it gets worse, and then you come out of it and you're like, okay, I mean, I got through it and like I didn't die, but then another one happens and then. So
but
it's
you see,
bad,
the
like
thing,
the first
no,
one,
no,
but I still come out of it.
No,
so
no,
it's getting progressively bad, but you still end up coming out of it.
Okay, will you let me talk now?
So, oh yeah,
this is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you, okay, now you are in this situation,
yeah.
you have a problem,
mm-hmm.
and then it feels like there's no way out.
Mm-hmm.
This exam, you are going to fail it. You can't cover anything at
yeah.
all. And then the exam comes, mm-hmm. you scale through, you answer the question, you're like, this is not even as bad as I thought it would.
Yeah.
And you are able to do it, you pass and you go. And then you're like, oh, definitely, something, another challenge will come. Mm-hmm. You see, the thing is that you will be better equipped to deal with this problem that you come, you will face. Because if they put the current you now,
yeah,
in this situation, yeah, yeah. the situation you will pass, mm-hmm. you will face when you enter the university, the current you probably will not be able to handle
yeah.
it. But once you've been able to handle this successfully and move over it, and you see that it's not even that bad, once you enter into this new situation, you're able to look at it with a more experienced lens. Because now, the funny thing is that even as I'm saying that, mommy will be tired of hearing me always complaining mm-hmm. and whining.
Yeah.
Since I've got into school, I've actually not been able to cry, especially this semester that I'm just coming out from.
Yeah.
Like, I will actually sit down and I want to cry. I want to cry like this.
Yeah.
I have so much to do. My own is that it's not that there's no point. I squeeze my eyes like, you know, tears. They come out. It's as if my body is already telling me that you want to cry.
Mm.
You want to cry. Like, no tears. I don't know. And it's sometimes actually so annoying for me, because sometimes for someone like me, crying can be an outlet.
Yeah.
After you finish crying, you feel very relaxed. And then you continue.
Yeah.
But now, there's no tears. So by the time you squeeze eye two times and the tears no come out, carry your book, sit down and read. But because of the experience I've had from this, my jump, my WAEC, that I felt like it was the end of the world. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm in this current situation, I'm like, you know, it can feel like it's the end of the world, but you are going to scale through, because you've always been able to scale through.
Yeah.
The problems that always seemed like they were the biggest, you scale through it. So this one will definitely be an exception. Stop being pessimistic.
Hey, you have to be realistic.
No. Being really, you're saying it like there's no positive thing.
There is, but then you also have to like, okay, so this is so one what, side what, of it. What does the that other
do,
side of it.
What does that do for you now? Nothing.
It Nothing. Does do something for you.
It does not do anything for you. This is the thing. We tend to be overly hard on ourselves. To what end? Okay, you be very realistic. You mm-hmm. can't feel. What does that now do for you? Okay, pushes put fear in it. Push. Okay, now that you've been thinking like that, what has it pushed you to do so far?
True.
You and the person thinking positively. Okay, you are still in the same problem. You are probably still crying, but it's better for that person. That person has more of I don't know. The person feels better.
Mm.
Like, you know, even though I'm crying now, wiping my tears, I know it's going to get better. You are there, giving yourself, very, very realistic. What does that do for you? Nothing at the end of the day. I remember when common entrance in primary 5, that was the biggest in my life.
That's actually what I use now. I'm like, so common entrance, I pass common entrance.
It's not even the passing that's my own. Even people who know pass, they never skate through.
True.
So then that was, I remember when I was entering primary 4,
mm-hmm.
this fear was becoming thicker.
Yeah.
I was like, how soon be in that class? I legit thought of repeating maybe primary 4 or going to another school.
Mm-hmm.
So that I would not have to face the teachers that people were always talking about. Yes. Like, oh, those teachers, they are this, they are that. They are that. I entered the class, I come out, I said, so that's it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's just to let you know that any, despite any challenges that you are currently facing, just look back to the times when it seemed like there was no hope, and how God has been able to, you know, help you overcome that. And it will not stop now.
Yeah.
He will consistently and constantly continue to help you to overcome any problems that you face in the future. And it will be unrealistic to say you will not face any problem, because mm-hmm. as every stage of our life, we'll always face problems. But the problem that he has helped you to be able to overcome there, you will become better equipped to be able to handle anything that comes in the future. So now you know that, okay, maybe I'm probably not good at reading at the last moment or mm-hmm. this.
And even though
you were able to get through it before, then you know better not to do that again. That the way you intensively study, then everything, the next challenge that is coming, you're already built for reading so hard that now it's like, oh, I'm so tired now, but this is not new to me.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was reading, I read for how many hours, and so you are better equipped.
Yeah.
So God has helped you constantly, mm-hmm. and he will not stop now, and he will continue to help you, and you continue to become better equipped to handle problems in the future. Even if you cry, mm-hmm. even though the one way you go see, you go cry for never come.
Yeah.
When that one come, you will cry and you will do it.
Yeah.
And because you've been able to pass this one, you may not even cry. Let's be
yeah,
honest.
Yeah.
So I think this is just to let you, this I feel like the whole point of this podcast of this episode at this point is to let you know, to just reassure you and comfort you in whatever point you are in your life now, because every one of us we're at one point in our life or the other, to be able to just help you know that you will get through this.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like something else that we need to stop doing is to look down on other people's challenges, that because we've been through it before.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that I've not been guilty of it before, but that's this is now something that I want to take conscious efforts of, and it might be something as simple as maybe you complaining of Waek, and I'm like, Waek,
yeah,
Waek is not that high. So something as simple as that, I and I'm sure that, you know, there are other people that are even guilty of that. Maybe your younger siblings complaining or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, is that the one that is doing you? If I tell you the one that is doing me, at that, when you were in their shoes, that felt like the biggest mm-hmm. problem in the world. So you should be able to empathize with them, because at that point, they are not looking at the problem that you have.
Yeah.
They are not looking at the one that is doing you. So why don't you remember how you felt then and how you'd have wanted someone to comfort you, and just comfort them and empathize with the person. Don't say, because the one that you are facing now
is bigger.
Nah. I guess supposedly bigger, because at that point of that person's life, that is it. You are saying, if you face my own, do you want to put that primary 5 student that's complaining about common interest in your own shoes? No, you can't. So I feel like just be very empathetic towards the problems of people around you,
mm-hmm.
and also take time sometimes to think about how far you've come and how you've been able to surmount every challenge has come your way, and you also be able to overcome what you're currently going through now. I don't mm-hmm. know what you're currently going through now. I don't know what I'm currently facing now, but this is just a comforting message to me and you,
mm-hmm.
that it only gets better, honestly and truly speaking. It only gets better. Forget the bands that we were having at the
beginning
of the episode. But it actually only gets better. And I want you to believe that it does. And I'm also talking to you,
Mm-hmm.
So leave the pessimistic... realistic. Sometimes, yes, it's good. Not sometimes, it's good to be realistic. And sometimes I find myself being hard on myself under the guise of being realistic. Please, let's stop that. Yes, be realistic, but it doesn't also stop you from being optimistic and positive. Have a positive view.
Mm-hmm.
Negativity won't do you any good. So just be positive.
Mm-hmm.
Just be positive and have faith, and God will help us all, and God will see us through every challenge that we are going through now. And I feel like when you finish these exams,
mm-hmm.
we'll come back and mm-hmm. and record an episode on, you know, how it was and how it wasn't even that deeper, and we'll just record the episode and talk about how it wasn't that deep at the end of the day.
I hope it wasn't. It's not going to be that
deep. It is not. It is not. So, well, I think that's what we're going to do. And I'm going to drop a Q&A in the... when I upload the episode, or a poll. I don't know what will be there yet. But please make sure you all engage. This is the end of today's episode, and I hope you've been able to take something, one or two things out of the episode, and it has been a source of comfort in a way for you. Please share this episode with anyone you think might benefit from it. Follow us on our Instagram page, that is the On Air with Ola podcast, also on Twitter. If you want me to talk about anything that you find interesting, also let me know, drop it in the Q&A. I'm also thinking of doing an agony aunt episode, and I will not be alone in that episode. I don't know who will be there, but let me know if you also want that. And I hope I'm more regular in this space, more consistent. Just thank you very much for listening, and signing out, Ola and your runaway co-host.
Okay,
bye
bye. We'll be right back.